This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Charles Lipson is going to join us here in just a moment from the University of Chicago. But I was thinking about this after the show last night. I was listening to Laura Ingraham, and she was, you know, hammering on all this stuff about Biden. And Sue, I was going to toss this out to the listeners, but it's kind of obvious, and I want to make this point right now. There's one person who's kind of gotten off scot-free in all of this, and I don't even know if she is featured in the book or any of this coverage about Biden, which, by the way, more and more leaks out. It's even worse than we expected.
Yes.
But you know who's getting off completely scot-free right now? KJP. No one's talking about KJP.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I mean, talk about being complicit here with all of this.
Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him.
I would put the president's stamina, president's wisdom, ability to get this done on behalf of the American people against anyone on any day of the week.
This was the biggest cover-up in American political history. And by the way,
yes,
this
was.
Is not about the campaign. Who in the hell was running the country? Who was running the country when all this was going on? Here's Scott Jennings last night on CNN.
Do you think there were some things that happened in 2020, 2021,
sure,
2022 that Republicans at the time were saying, maybe we've got to take a look at this.
And, yeah,
and not a lot of people wanted to listen, truthfully. So that's number one. Number two, I think a lot of people have looked at this as a campaign issue. My takeaway and reaction to all this the entire time has been, he was the president.
Yeah.
And this one comment in the book about how, you know, there was sort of a group of unelected people that were serving as a board that was sort of running the country, and he was at best a senior member of the board. That's not exactly what it says in the Constitution.
No, and that's from a cabinet secretary.
And
quote.
I mean, that this is not what you sign up for when you vote for the president of the United States. And it calls into question who was running the country on a day-to-day basis. Were the policy decisions actually flowing from the president? And what responsibility does the Congress have now to go back in time and say, were these decisions legitimately made by the president of the United States?
Oh, I think they absolutely have to have hearings. And I think our friend Charles Lipson, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, who wrote about this, agrees. How are you this afternoon, Charles? Yeah, who the hell was running the country, right?
We don't really know. We know that there was a Politburo of about 5 or 6 people around the president. None of them elected, of course. But that's true of all the president's aides in every administration. What's different in this case was, first, they were actively lying to the public. It's just amazing to listen to a senior Democratic elected official saying, hey, I hardly even knew the man. You know?
Well, I mean, you heard right there, that was Tapper with Jennings, and Tapper said that the sourcing for that quote was a cabinet member. It was a cabinet member.
Right. And then the second thing is that We know that the president's national security advisor recommends things to the president, the cabinet members recommend things, but ultimately the president, as George W. Bush put it, I'm the decider. But if these people are not the decider, if we don't know who was controlling the auto pen, so we don't know. I mean, I think
who opened
it's
the border?
Extremely.
Like, who opened the border, right? Who was that? Was that Joe Biden or was that somebody else?
Well, right. And I have a thought about the open border. I was just writing another piece today about Iran. Talk about another great policy from that administration. The Trump had put on all the sanctions. Biden didn't repeal any of them. He just didn't enforce any of them. It was like the southern border. And the problem with in the Iran case of not enforcing them, I think it was a bad idea not to enforce them initially. Trump had bankrupted the country. But if you're going to try a new policy, you've got to wait for a year. You've got to look at it again after a year and see if it's working. The open border wasn't working. The policy with Iran wasn't working, but they stuck with them. In the case of the open border, they finally changed it sort of halfway in the final year as they face an election. It's also shocking that Biden was running for re-election.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to go back to, I mentioned this yesterday, Batyangar Sargon, who's a guest on a regular basis, she had a great quote a couple of nights ago. She said, the media, they were more interested in a fake pee tape as opposed to 11 million people crossing the border. So there was no even, except for Fox and Bill Malusian, there was no interest in covering that story at CNN and many of the legacy outfits. Now, this is interesting from Ezra Klein. He does an interview at the New York Times, wherever the hell he is now, I can't even remember where he is, with Jake Tapper. And he focuses, Charles, on the word cover-up. He goes, cover-up, that's what I want to get at here. He says, throughout this whole period, like many political reporters, I'm constantly asking people in the White House, how's Joe Biden in meetings? How's he doing? And they all say to a person, the line you often hear is, he can perform the presidency, but he can't, quote, perform the presidency. His communication skills have degraded, but as a decision maker, he's better than ever. And Ezra Klein says that kept a lot of people from writing about what was in front of your face. You think, well, these people are seeing things I'm not. If they tell me he's good in the meetings, I don't know if he's good in the meetings. So when you say there's a cover-up, this is Ezra Klein, my sense of these people is that this is what they believed or at least had talked themselves into believing. Well, I don't think that's good enough. And Jake Tapper actually says, yeah, they were lying to themselves. They were lying to others. But the definition of a cover-up is when you're hiding something that is an ugly fact. And the ugly fact is that the Joe Biden that we saw at the debate on June 27th last year did not just step out of nowhere. That was Joe Biden, and that was the logical consequence of what they've been hiding in a big way since 2023, I'd say since the beginning of 2020. So I can't even believe I'm giving credit to Jake Tapper, of all people, for saying that it was a cover-up. It's not even debatable whether it's a cover-up.
I think that's exactly right. And one of the things that's been disclosed in the new book, of which I've only read excerpts, is that they put together a fake town hall in the White House.
Oh, this is great, yeah.
And recorded the whole town hall, and they were looking to see if they could use some clips as part of an ad for the Biden campaign. He was so incoherent, they couldn't use any clips.
Yeah, have you heard the excuse on that? This is what Alex Thompson says. Well, you know what they said is that the lighting wasn't good. So they spent millions of dollars staging this. And by the way, it's not unusual for a campaign to stage something like that. But the guy was given the questions in advance for a campaign event. That's probably not unusual either. The difference is he couldn't even answer the questions that were given to him in advance. They all knew it. They all covered it up. They all lied.
Right.
Now, how some of that didn't leak out from the people that were in that room, I have no idea. I don't know if there's NDAs
That's
involved.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that is pretty
That's impressive.
That's impressive,
but let me just tell you. You know the great singer Delbert McClinton. He had a song with the title, "If You Can't Lie No Better Than That, You Might As Well Tell the Truth."
That's right. Well, okay, let me offer another example here. This is stunning to me. This did not happen yesterday. It was 2 days ago. But let's face it. We are now at least a week and a half, 2 weeks into the coverage of this book. And by the way, I keep referencing David Zweig. David Zweig wrote a great book, Abundance of Caution, about all the lies that were told, you know, by this administration in COVID. That's a whole other aspect of this. But this is a conversation on PBS. And if these Republicans do not defund the living crap out of these idiots that keep lying, this is a conversation from this week, Charles. Listen to this. Amna Nawaz and Tamara Keith on PBS.
Also seen Republicans pounce in a way that should have been expected, maybe, but Donald Trump Jr. has posted online claiming that the diagnosis here was part of a wider cover-up around Mr. Biden's health. He's also repeating unfounded claims that Biden clearly had dementia. Is this the kind of thing that you see picking up steam among
unfounded claims? Now, she's talking about the cancer diagnosis, and by the way, they covered that up too, but she actually says unfounded claims?
Well, President Trump himself has now also made unfounded claims about how President Biden must have known that he had cancer long before this was made public. I think that we are in territory as a country where we have been for a very long time, which is there is intense interest in presidents' health, and presidents often conceal the full facts about their health from the American people. President Kennedy did. There are questions about President Reagan.
I'm going to stop because that was a different era. But here's what I hear from a friend of mine this morning, and not exactly someone that's totally on my side of politics. He says, how is the Biden cancer thing not a huge story? He says, I went through a blank load of testing at 59 and 60 for prostate cancer at the very first sign that I might possibly have it. You're telling me that an 80-plus-year-old POTUS was just diagnosed with stage 4 after he left office? I mean, there are things that strain credibility, and then there's this BS.
Right. And and Biden put out his "Oh, pity me" statement, and I do pity him on a personal level, not on a political level, but on a personal level. But he put it out just before Tapper's book released. So it was all
coincidental, of course.
And I think that this is incredibly damaging, not just to the Democratic Party, but to the mainstream media, which totally deserves it. By the way, on PBS, my view is different, a little bit different maybe from most people. My view is that the problem isn't the bias, although it is just obvious and awful on both PBS and NPR. But the problem is that in America, the government should not be funding any news organization.
Thank you. That's right.
None. It should, when it changed its name from educational TV to public television, it lost any reason for existing. And it lost it, even though we all like some of the costume dramas, the British costume dramas and so forth. What the hell is the American taxpayer paying for that for? There's just no excuse for it.
Let me go back to one other thing that I heard last night. I heard Alex Thompson say something that, and I've heard a lot of stunning things. Alex Thompson wrote this book with Tapper. He's basically the main guy from Axios. And again, he did do some legit reporting on this, at least in 2023, about this decline. I haven't read the book. I've read excerpts too. He said that, you know who was walking around the joint acting like they were chief of staff? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, of all people's, walking around in command. Here's another aspect of this, and I think
that's
he would
nothing
agree.
To snort at.
Well, that's no, that's a good line. At. That's and then this is Sally Quinn from the Washington Post, who's usually an idiot, but you know what? I agree with her here.
I blame Jill Biden for this. Jill Biden is his wife, and if Jill Biden has stood up and has gone to him and said, "Joe, you can't do it, and if you do, you're on your own. I'm out," he wouldn't have run because he couldn't have done it without her support. And, you know, she clearly was in favor of his running. And I just think it was a terrible disservice to the country.
Well, you know what? Let's take the campaign out of it. He was supposed to be running the country. So she's
right.
She's complicit aiding and abetting that as well.
Well, that's all right. You know, I think the thing that most of us can identify with is taking away the license, the driver's license from aging parents who are clearly no longer capable of driving safely. And we know how many people just hate to do that and decline to do that. In this case, of course, Jill Biden and Hunter, their whole position is dependent upon Joe being in office. It's like all these people who surround Elvis Presley or whoever it is. They're not going to be on the plane anymore if they criticize the one guy who's getting the invitation, who owns the plane. And that's the story. And you could see the Democrats in Congress abetted this as well.
Absolutely.
It's just shocking. It really is.
You still have Jim Clyburn out there, Charles, who's defending this. Now, he's 83 himself. He's actually acting like nothing was awry. Some of these people are. And here's the advantage, and I think you would agree. And I said this yesterday. Maybe I even said it in the opening. Most of the people who are watching the coverage of this, they don't know the depths of it because they're not listening to the Megyn Kelly podcast, which was incredible. They're not reading
She's
the book.
Great.
They're seeing references. But you know as well as I do that CNN and ABC and all these, they're not doing a deep dive into this because if they were, they'd be embarrassing themselves. So they continue. The cover-up was there. The cover-up continued during the campaign. The cover-up didn't get exposed until Jake Tapper started being involved with this book. And the cover-up continues because they're covering up the cover-up.
Well, I think you're missing the big point. Who is going to buy Hunter's paintings?
Charles Lipson, you're always great. I got to run to a break, but thank you so much. I hope all is well.
It is. I'm glad you're back from Greece.
Me too, Charles. It was a great trip, by the way. You got to go on the next one with me, maybe Croatia next
Bye-bye.
Year. We're going to talk about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.